The devastation of her home brought a bitter twist of irony to Linda Berna. She helped with search and rescue efforts here after the May 1999 tornado.
We had to kick down doors and see if there was any survivors. And now here I am. On the other side, never thought this would ever happen.
Hundreds of people like Linda Berna are coping with loss and trying to survive. To help them, Moore's First Baptist Church offered its large property as a center for relief operations.
For people in Moore who lost their homes or had homes heavily damaged, state and local officials, as well as private groups, have set up this command center here to provide them with food and with shelter if necessary.
Get a couple more, just there you go.
But most people don't need to come here because volunteers load up trucks with water and food to distribute around town. Donations have poured in from around Oklahoma and from many other states. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is on hand, so is the Red Cross. And there are representatives from major insurance companies helping people file claims. The State Farm Company even offered relief in the form of free ice cream cones. Moore resident Natasha says USAA insurance adjusters quickly provided her with a way to fix her home's damaged roof.
They were on it. They said, you know, you were affected by the tornado. What were your damages? And they were real helpful. They took our claim.
The USAA insurance company brought in a mobile claims processing unit from Texas and has 120 claims adjusters here. The tornadoes damaged or destroyed around 12,000 homes, with the total cost exceeding $2 billion. But Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner John Doakes says that isn't his main concern.
There are a lot of people out here trying to meet the needs of hurt people that have lost loved ones, and we're trying to help them with their homes and autos and other things, but it pales in the comparison of a loss of life.
On Friday, some of the activity here will cease as the church is used for two funerals of tornado victims, the first of many to come. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Moore, Oklahoma.